Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Jeep Sube in Maryland.
And I'm Margaret Mshanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, September the 10th, 2021.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the latest on the Mugabe exhumation and reburial order, and other issues.
Yes, and we'll also be looking at what is happening here in the United States, where tomorrow the country will commemorate 20 years after the 9/11 attacks on New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
Yes, marvelous. So let's start with the COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health, yesterday there were 4 people who succumbed to COVID-19 and 125 people tested positive for coronavirus. And we know that up to now, since March last year, there have been 4,521 cases of COVID-19. I mean, people that have succumbed to COVID-19. And the cumulative cases are 126,056. And at the same time, there have been recoveries, marvelous. And it seems as if 118,059 people have recovered. Zimbabwe embarked on an inoculation program in February this year, and so far there are 2,805,222 people that have received their first dose of the COVID vaccine, and 1,796,175 people that have received their second dose. So it seems as if the program is going ahead, and Zimbabwe is using basically different kind of vaccines. Vaccination is done yesterday. There are 23,121 for the first dose and 25,823 for the second dose. So COVID-19, we know that Zimbabwe now is on level 2 after it was put on level 4 following this Delta variant, which was causing havoc in the country. Marvelous.
Yes, and Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people, says the Ministry of Health, for the country to receive herd immunity. And we've seen that Zimbabwe has been amongst some of those countries in Africa that are actually striving to reach the 10 million mark.
Yes, marvelous. The other issue that we are talking about today is what is happening in the Mugabe stable. So Zimbabwe magistrate has actually dismissed an application by the family of the late former president, Robert Mugabe, seeking to reverse Chief Zumba's ruling that his remains should be exhumed from the family homestead and reburied at the National Heroes Acre. So Magistrate Ruth Moyo dismissed the application filed by Bona Mugabe, Chimotenda Robert Jr. and Philomene Mugabe, saying that I have nothing to do with the Chief's ruling, as the person cited in their case, in this case, is their mother, former First Lady Grace Mugabe. And then, according to the family attorney, Fungai Chinamulombe, there is a lot that still needs to be done, and he's actually promising to take the matter further. And indications are that he may take the matter to the Supreme Court. The Mugabe has asked Chinoy Court to make a judicial review of Chief Zimba's ruling, compelling Mrs. Mugabe to exhume her husband's remains and repair them at the National Heroes Acre in Harare. So there's a lot that is happening there, marvelous. And remember that Mrs. Mugabe was fined 5 shekels and a goat for burying the former president at the homestead instead of the family cemetery in Kutama village.
Yes, and we also saw some of the relatives of the Mugabe family, like Mr. Matibiri, coming forward to say that they were not happy with why the Chief Zimba at that time had fighted Amai Grace Mugabe as having been the one that has to respond. And he was saying that Amai Grace Mugabe is not a Mugabe herself, and she should not have been cited. And as you said earlier on, then the kids or the children, Bona, Belamina, and also Robert Mugabe Jr. took the matter to the magistrate's court in Chinoy, which we saw today, actually giving a ruling that yes, the body of the late President Robert Mugabe should be exhumed and buried at the Hill of Acre. But this has drawn a lot of mixed feelings. I had a program earlier on Let's Talk, and I had a lot of people coming in to say the government should be looking at actually making sure that there are enough ZUPCO buses and the economy is repaired, instead of concentrating on what is going on with the Mugabe family. That those were some of the sentiments that were shared by some of the people that actually came on that show.
And tomorrow, we know, is September 11, and the horrors of September 11, 2001, unfolded marvelous in just under 102 minutes, according to the Voice of America. And on that day, 2,996 people died in the worst terrorist attack in modern history. What followed was 19 years, 10 months, 3 weeks and 2 days of war in Afghanistan, with the Department of Defense counting at least 2,325 American military deaths. No one knows exactly how many civilians were killed. So September 11, we know that President Biden will visit New York at the World, where the World Trade Center used to be, and he will also visit the Pentagon and Pennsylvania. These are the sites where, you know, some planes that were used by terrorists actually crashed into those sites. So at the end of the day, then they had this kind of global war on terror, as it is called, and it stressed, you know, from Central Asia to other nations as well, and we know that there's a lot that has been happening. Recently, the Americans pulled out of Afghanistan, and the Taliban is back in power. So there appears that maybe the Taliban may, allow some terror groups to actually do what they did. You still remember, Al-Qaeda used to be in Afghanistan under Bin Laden. And Bin Laden was the guy who was the mastermind behind the terror attacks in America.
Yes, Gibson, we've seen a lot of debate happening across all social media platforms about, the timing of America pulling out of Afghanistan. But we saw President Joe Biden saying that, no, they were going to pull out, and they have pulled out and have managed to resettle some of those that were working with the American government in different countries, including the United States itself. So tomorrow is a big day here in the United States. We are going to be witnessing what Mr. Joe Biden, the President of the United States, will be saying, especially at the World Trade Center, where there has been a museum set up to commemorate those who passed away from the terrorist attack that happened 20 years ago on September 11 in New York at the Twin Towers, where everybody watched in amazement as what most people thought was a film happening in Hollywood, happening right in front of our television stations, and also for some it happened in real time in New York and other places like here, which is not very far from where I live, at the Pentagon, which is one of the state security places here in Washington. It's a few minutes from where I live. But we saw a lot of people also getting affected, and the city of Washington itself being put under lockdown at that time. And also we've seen a lot of pictures coming out of New York of what happened on that day, including the situation in Pennsylvania. So Mr. Joe Biden, the President of the United States, will be touring these three sites tomorrow, and we will be having a special program to actually look at the commemoration of 20 years of the 9/11 attack.
Yabambe zwandaba linjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zokuhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje sikhuluka ngendaba esijeneyo, siyabona ukuthi kule COVID-19 kuzobuya udaba lowaye umongameli uRobert Mugabe kuzobuya njalo September 11, 9/11 khona kule Melika. Sikhathi COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abane ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo, kwathi-ke abayi 125 abantu abahlolwe batholakala pele COVID-19. Kusukela nyakeni yeke sokulabantu abayi 4,521 asebebulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Konke lokhu-ke engikhuluma ngakho sikuthatha-ke ku-Ministry of Health loluhlangothi-ke lwezempilakahle. Kuyabika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu 126,056 asebabanjwa belegciwane le-COVID-19, kwathi-ke abayi 118,059 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Xa sokubuya njalo kulaba sebejutshwe amajekiseni kumbe ngithi asebejove amajekiseni, So it's about
Nasi nemusuwe chishani September 10 tukutarisa isu shaka wanda shukuitika. Tukutarisa panyaya yebe ndarechi rubereche COVID-19 tukutarisa isu kuti bazireche utano rino zilisa kuti kugane zuro September 9. Zimbabwe kubamuna machi gorera pfuura kune vanhu 126,056 wawani kwa hiyo wachibatwa nedenda re COVID-19 kutarisa kuti pane vanhu 118,059 wakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda kozoyo vamwe vakatisiya vari pa 4,521. Tochatika zvakare nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhumba dzeCOVID-19 pari zvino nyika inoti yabaya vanhu 2.8 million panyaya iyoyi yedenda reCOVID-19. Asi tombotarisa zvakaitika nezuro kuti nezuro pane vanhu 125 vakabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 vanhu vana 4 vakashaya. Asi toenderera mberi tatisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika tichiona kuti nyika inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuti denda iri riwanikwe iro richikwanisa kurwisa munyika yeZimbabwe. Toonawo kuti imo muno muAmerica mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden vakazivisa nezuro kuti vanhu vanoshanda muhurumende vanofanira kunge vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vachitaura ivo kuti kubva nezuro iyoye zvinhu zvakadai zvekubayiwa zvenhomba zvava mandatory, zvoreva kuti kuti uende kunoshanda muhurumende unofanira kunge wabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Uyezve tiri kutarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica zvakare mune nyaya yekurangarirwa kwecha zvakaitika muna Gunyana 2001 apo vanopfurikidza mwero vakawanikwa ivo vachirwisa America munzvimbo yeNew York kuma Twin Towers uyezve kunzvimbo yemuno muVirginia kuPentagon kunova ivo kune mongo yekuchengetedzwa kwenyika yeAmerica nekuPennsylvania apo takaona isu ndege dzeve mataliban kana kuti dzeAl-Qaeda dzichiwanikwa idzo vaitungamirwa panguva iyoyo naOsama bin Laden dzichiwanikwa idzo dzichienda kunorova nzvimbo iyoyi yePatriot Center kupainzi maTwin Towers. Pari zvino panzvimbo apa pakawanikwa ipo pachivakwa chekurangarira vese vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchiitiko ichochi asi zvimwe zvizvarwa zvinogara muNew York zviri kutaura izvo kuti panguva ino vari kuchema zvikuru nekuti vari kurangarira zvakaitika panguva iyoyo uyezve chironda chisingagone kupora nekuti pese paunofamba unenge uchiona panzvimbo iyoyi pakawanikwa ipoo hanzi ukaenda ikoko unoona pakatonyorwa mazita evamwe vakarasikirwa neupenyu nekuti vamwe vakarasikirwa neupenyu vanhu vanga vasingashande ipapo asi vanhu vanga vauyawo kuzobatsira asi vakazowanikwa vachikuvadzwa uye nekurasikirwa neupenyu ikoko kuNew York. Totarisa zvakare nyaya yanyanyonetsa pari zvino inyaya yezvabuda kumatare yatingati breaking news yezvabuda kumatare kumagistrate court yekuChinoyi uko taona isu dare rekumagistrate court iro richitaura kuti mutumbi wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaRobert Mugabe ufushunurwe uyezve uwanikwe iwo uchivigwa kuHeroes Acre. Saka vazhinji vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana panyaya iyoyi asi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kuziva ipo pano kuti zvinorevei uyezve tanzwa gweta riri kumirira mhuri yekwaMugabe vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya iyi vanogona kuikwidza kumatare epamusorosoro nekuti havasi kufara nezvakabuda zvabuda zvatorwa kana kuti zvaturwa mudare ranhasi namagistrate wekuChinoyi. Uyezve tichange tiri kuzokuratidzaivi hurukuro yatakaita naDr Gadziro vari gwekwerere vakange vari muNew York panguva ye9/11 tichinzwawo kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinotora sei chiitiko ichi tichiona kuti zuva iri harisi kubata zvizvarwa zvemuAmerica badzi asi zvinobata zvizvarwa zvepasi rose nekuti pane vamwe vaishanda kunzvimbo iyoyi yeWorld Trade Center vaibva kune dzimwe nyika uyezve vakawanikwawo vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Regai tinzwe hurukuro iyi. Kusvika muna 2001 kuAmerica yakarwiswa nevanoturukidza mwero veAl Qaeda munzvimbo dzeNew York, Pennsylvania nemuno Kwekwerere, Virginia. Avo vakange vari tine hurukuro naDr Gadziro Kwekwerere avo vakange vari muNew York mushure mekunge kurwisa uku kwaitwa. Chirongwa ichi chiri kucherechedza zvakaitika makore 12 apfuura. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye ndiri muWashington. Tichange tiri kunzwa hurukuro yataita naDr Gadziro Gwekwerere pamusoro pemaonero avo penyaya yekurwiswa kwakaita America uku. Regai tinzwe kuti vari kuti chii.
Tinorangarira zuva reSeptemba 11 nokusuwa nokuwadziwa kukuru.
Semudzimai anogara imomo muNew York, mungati ini zvinokubatai sei panosvika zuva iri?
Ini ndakapinda muNew York njodzini ichangobva kuitika asi ndakasvika pachine kurwadziwa nekushungurudzika kwevanhu nokuda kwechiitiko ichochi. Madzimai mazhinji tinoona akabatikana zvikuru nokuti mudzimai ndiwe mubereki. Kungonzwa kuti mwana murume vashaika zvisina kana kuti vairwara vangobuda zvakanakanaka vachienda kumabasa, vamwe vangobuda zvakanakanaka vachienda mudhorobheniwo kungonotenga zvavaitenga, ungozonzwa kuti munhu washaika. Munhu unobatwa neyatinoti shoko pachirungu, ende zvinokonzeresa kushungurudzika kwepfungwa, traumatization, nemhaka yekuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kutarisirwa zvinongouya nokufunduza. Tinoonawo mamwe madzimai akatoremara, kuremara panyama chaipo, kutsukuka nhengo dzomuviri kana kuita zvimwe zvirwere zvakakonzereswa nokuda kweaccident iyoyi. Pakadonhedzwa ndege dzichidhuma midhuri yemabuildings, vamwe vaitova mumabasa madzimai imomo mumabuildings, saka vakakuvara. Vamwewo ndo vakakuvara patsungwa pokuona zvavakaona zvava vasingatarisiri vanhuwandu hwavo vachishaika, nokuti njodzi ii njodzi yakauraya vanhu vanokwana zviuru zvitatu panguva imwe chete. Saka zvinhu zvinotyisa. Vamwewo vakarasikirwa navatinoti vaiva vachengeta mabreadwinner.
Tichitarisawo vamwe vakarasikirwa neupenyu pazuva irori, mungapewo nhoroondo yekuti zvii zvamunoona imomo muguta reNew York zuva iri parinenge rasvika?
Kuna varume navakadzi vatinoti mafirst responders vaya vanoenda vachinoda kudzimura nokunyurura vanhu vakanga vawirwa nemuturi. vamacho vakazowirwa kune mudhuri imomo vakashaika. Saka mhuri dzavo madzimai avo akazongosara asina anoriritira kana kuti anobatsira, zvinova zvinhu zvinoshungurudza. Especially rufu runorongwa nomumwe munhu kungokurongera, vanhu vongoshaika. Saka zvinhu zvinoshungurudzika zvikuru zvokuti kana zuva iri rasvika, madzimai kana muchikoro chaimo vanhu vanorangarisa zuva iroti vachiita zvakasiyana siyana. Vamwe vanodzimika zvimureza zvitukutuku zveamerica, vamwe vanoda kushanyira nzvimbo yacho yemunew york nokuti pane pakaitwa chidziro china mazita avanhu vose vakashayika ipapo. Saka vanhu vanotobva kune dzimwe nyika vachiuya kuzoona, vamwe vanoda kuchepa maruva, vamwe vanoda kungoona havo mazita vachimavirenga. Saka zvinhu zvinoshungurudza zvikuru ende zvatisingatarisi kuti zviitikewo.
Sechizvarwa chezimbabwe, mungati imi musi wezuva iri imi munonzwa sei semudzimai?
Ini sokugara kwandaiita munyuk ndaiti ndapinda muzvitima zviya zvinofamba nabhazi, kana zuva racho rangova pedo, une uchingosvika kuti zvino nhasi tichadhodzwa, zvino nhasi tichadii. Saka kungogara vanhu vakabatira hana mumaoko zvinova zvinovhundusa. Isu vanhu vechikadzi tagara hatinonoki kutya, saka zvinoshungurudza zvikuru.
Aiwa, tinokutendai Dr. Gadziro Gwekwerere, vanova ivo muzvinafundo Florida, asi apa vanga vachitaura nezvavakatarisana nazvo muguta reNew York, apo takaona veAl-Qaeda vanopfurukidza mwero vachiwanikwa ivo vachirwisa America muna 2001. Zuva iri rinorangarirwa nemusi wa11 Gunyana gore rega rega. Uyezve mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden vari kutarisirwa kuti nemugovera vange vachienda kunoshanya kunzvimbo idzi dzemuNew York, Pennsylvania nemuno muVirginia makawanikwa muchitarisana nedambudziko irori.
So there you are, marvelous. You are talking to this lady and she really expressed her feelings about what went on there.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes because, you know, when we see such events happening on TV, sometimes we are a little bit removed. But when you are actually there at that memorial and you see how many people lost their lives, yeah, it becomes very emotional. She says, especially on that particular day, like if she's to board a train, she really has to, you know, take her time because she'd be thinking, now what's going to happen today? And then she also expressed, we talked about that withdrawal of, you know, America from Afghanistan. So she's thinking also about that. What does it mean now that America is no longer in Afghanistan? Is a place like New York safe? But then, you know, a lot of people have just been saying you have to leave it to the one upstairs, to God. Because really, at this time, we're going to be watching and seeing how President Biden will conduct, you know, the commemoration tomorrow at the World Trade Center in Pennsylvania and in Virginia.
Yeah, look, okay, for my love, I'm going to go to the hotel, okay, that's how I'm going to September 11. And I'm going to go to the hotel, 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 I'm going to go to the World Trade Center, I'm going to go to the hotel, So the learning game I took, Lubaba Den Moyo, Okonapake, Gula Medica. So I spoke to Den Moyo as well about this issue. Let's hear what he said about September 11.
September 11, my sins are all over 2001. Which is the Nansa Century in his Peggy TV in the Long Postgres. In the Sibona, Tina Savanguti movie, Sibona Nansin Dizantinazi. Zingena kuma billet. Asi taimuzi leyabhoa tisichinchi channel sekwenyi channel sibona kudlala futi into efanayo. Kulaisabona khona ukuthi akushuthi khona okwenzakalayo la. Nganingono silalele sizithi kwenzakalayo. Kulapho ke sezwa khona kuthiwa hayi kulabantu abahijeke amafrom aChina and bawadriver ku-World Trade Center. Akwaba into eyisimanga kakhulu ukuthi kanti yini eyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bangazi benza into efana laleli.
Singathi kuwe kwatho kutho nesibili khonokho owakubonayo njalo kwatho kusanda ukwenzakala, ubona ngani i-impact yankhona yabanganani emhlabeni onke jikelele?
impact yawa nkulu kakhulu. I think kwethusa abantu abaningi ukuthi ama-terrorists akwanisa ukuthi angene phakathi esidikidikini se-America, ayenze lokho abakwenzayo owagcina kubulele abantu abadlula izinkulungwane ezintathu. So into ethusa kakhulu, abantu basebeqala lokwesaba ukugada indizamtshina ngoba bengazi ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzeka futhi ukuthi bathole bese beku-situation efana laleyo ukuthi indiza yakhona isiyayithekhiwe, nabantu bakhona inhloso yabo vele bahlosisa ukuthi bayiwise le ndiza. So into ethusa kakhulu, njalo futhi into ethusa uhulumende kakhulu ukuthi abantu labo bangena njani ku-system ukuthi baze bafike baze batraine lokuthi baphathise izindizamtshina. So into intelligence iyaqala ukubona into esikazi kakhulu ukuthi kumele basebenzisane bashe intelligence ukwenzela ukuthi bavimbele into efana laleyo ukuthi yenzeke futhi ever again.
Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi ukuze kubuye ufike lamhlanje, ubona ngani lokhu kusethusa yini ukuthi amalecasha angakwenza futhi khonakho?
Well, ngoba sekudlula iminyaka eminingi, sikhuluma ngeminyaka engamashumi amabili la. So abanye abantu abaningi especially i-youth engazange kubone lokhu kusenzeka. Ngikhuluma ngabantu abazobe betena ama-20 this year, abakwazi bakubonela nje ku-news la kuma-documentary ukuthi into enjalo yayenzakala. So abantu abaningi ababekhona ngaleso sikhathi namanje I'm sure uma begada izizamtshina bayanakelela kakhulu ngoba sabona into eziningi zitshintsha even lasema-airport. I-security yaba-tight lokuthi nje uphomba ukungena nje kuyasetshwa okutara khululwe lezi cathu, izinto ezazingenzakali before. But sibona ukuthi for the past 20 years akuzange kube le incident efana laleyo la. Abanye bathi yikuthi besilokhu esise-Afghanistan ngoba lamatororo into yabo bayiqoqa besese e-Afghanistan bengaphansi kuka-Osama bin Laden.
So ngakukhangela futhi siyabona ukuthi ilizwe le-Afghanistan selilihluthunwe njalo ngabantu be-Taliban. So kulapho-ke ngesikhathi u-Osama bin Laden bekapheka into zakhe zenezi wagcina engena-ke kwele Melika esenza umonakalo ongaka. So ubona ngani akuzekwenze futhi kumbeni kuhamba njani?
Eyi, leyo yona indaba enzima kakhulu ngoba akekho engingathi ulalo ulwazi lokuthi kuzohamba njani. Abanye bathi hhayi lento yenzakala kudala ngesikhathi sase ne-Al Qaeda eka-Bin Laden lapho e-Afghanistan. So abaningi bacabanga ukuthi ayingeke isaphinde yenzakala lento, plus bakhangela i-Taliban bathi izama ukuthi layo ibe umakhelwana ohloniphekayo emphakathini elizweni emhlabeni jikelele. Ngakho i-Al Qaeda nayo i-Taliban nayo ithembisa ukuthi yona ifuna nje ukuzibusa yodwa, ayisozingenelane le zinto zamanye amazwe. Kodwa sizobona ngoba i-problem ekhona i-Afghanistan ukuthi i-Taliban makuwukuthi yebusayo isuka ivumele nje noma ngubani ama-groups la amatororo ukuthi ahlangane atraine, yinto enkulu kakhulu engathi i-America iyayikhangelela ukuthi akula ma-groups ngoba sizwile kuthiwa kulalenye i-ISIS entsha le khona ngale, sibonile bebhomba i-airport laphana bezama uku-extract abantu. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi already ama-extremists ama-terrorists la afuna ukubulala ama-Americans asebona i-opportunity futhi efana lasemandulo ukuthi baqale ukutraina e-Afghanistan.
Yes, ngathi umuntu-ke oseZimbabwe uyathi angikhuluma ngakhonokho yena ngenxa yakumbamba okuyinto lokho. So abantu beZimbabwe kumele labo besabe yini ukuthi amalecasha angabeyelela khona ngani?
I think anyway lapho okule act of terrorism wonke umuntu kumele esabe ngoba akwazi ukuthi inhloso yabo iyabe ikuphi ngoba sibona even duze laseZimbabwe khona phana eMozambique sike sabona kusiba lamalecatsha amaningi kakhulu aqale umsindo onzima kabi lapho ende labo futhi ba-behave ngendlela efanayo lala amalecatsha ahlasela i-United States. So if mabe khona next door eMozambique khona phana okusho ukuthi laseZimbabwe musi bangangena. So yinto okumele ukuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele ulwisane layo lento yama-terrorist.
So that is Mr. Tenmoyo. He is here in the USA and he follows politics very closely. So what I'm talking about here is what actually sparked almost you know, an international war against terrorism. So he says it was because of the September 11th kind of occurrence. So he says, you know, this thing actually happened under George W. Bush, and this is a reminder from him. And the thing is, you know, from that time, there was tight security at all airports, and up to now, that's the case. But the fear is that maybe there could be a problem down the line since the Taliban has actually seized Afghanistan. So he says, at the end of the day, you know, there are some terror groups that could be operating there, and one of them is Al-Qaeda K, which is very active. Like, you know, they just recently bombed the airport and killed at least about 200 people, you know. So he says, you know, there are those fears. And people who live in Zimbabwe, he says, they must be afraid as well, because terrorism is an international kind of thing.
Yes, sir, Gibbs. I think he is sharing the same sentiments that we heard from Dr. Beperiri there when she spoke about the situation in Afghanistan, saying that now it's even more uncertain because nobody really knows what's going to happen, even following what happened at the airport in Kabul. So I guess, you know, our guests are sharing the same sentiments regarding what's been going on. Pakawezirwa, mabatirwo anoitwa vanhu kana mchikwira ndege kana mchiita zvinhu zvakawanda vakutaura ivo kuti vanoona kuti izvi zvakabva mune zvakaitika ikoko kuNew York nemuno kuVirginia nekuPennsylvania apo vanofurikidza mwero vakawanika vachirwisa America. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti nemabudiro akaita America kubva kuAfghanistan havanyatsoziva kuti mune ramangwana zvichafamba sei nekuti pachiri nemamwe mapoka evanopfurikidza mwero achirimo imomo muAfghanistan atakaona vachiwanikwa ivo vachigadzira bhomba rakawanikwa richibhomba paairport kana panhandare yemuKabul. Saka ndozvimwe vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu vari pasi rose havafaniri kugara vachiti aiwa izvi ndezvekuAmerica chete nekuti matororo anogona kuenda nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Gibbs.
Yes, we also have an English version of this interview. Let's hear what Mr. Moyo was saying about all this.
Yeah, well, when September 11 happened in 2001, I was at home that morning and I was watching TV. And I just turned on the TV and I saw this plane flying into a building. I thought this is a movie, and I thought maybe this is a boring movie. Let me look for another channel. So I went to another channel and I noticed the same thing. Another plane going into another building. Then I realized, no, this can't be a movie. The same movie can't be playing in all channels. So I sat down and started to listen. That's when I learned that terrorists had hijacked planes in New York and they had flown them into the Twin Towers, and that there was another plane that was hijacked from that was flying through Pennsylvania, which they say was headed towards D.C., and I believe there was another fourth plane, that the one that crashed into the Pentagon. So that day was a very, very strange day and very confusing to a lot of people because nobody expected planes could fly into buildings, and there was so much confusion about what exactly was happening, what was causing it. At that time, people didn't know that it was terrorists, but eventually it started coming out and they started viewing footage, visual footage to see who was watching these planes and started profiling these people. And then it came out that these were actually terrorists that had hijacked these planes and crashed them into buildings.
What was the impact of that on society, you know, nationally here and internationally?
I can say here in the U.S. it brought a lot of unity amongst the people, because this was an attack on the mainland, this was an attack on the people of the United States. There was a need for them to come together and find out exactly what was going on. So it was a big shock. We saw even at that time it was President George Bush, George W. Bush. He was actually attending a school function and he was interrupted in the middle of reading a book for small children and told that there's been an attack in New York. So it brought so much shock to the country. But we saw when the president stood with the people and stood on the rubble there at Ground Zero in New York and stated that America is going to avenge whoever did this. There was a lot of patriotism, I would say, amongst the people to say that such an act should never be allowed to happen in the United States.
And when we look at this terror attack, you know, we know that the Taliban has just taken over Afghanistan. Do you think this can happen again?
Well, we definitely hope not, but we cannot rule that out. I think... we know, we witnessed this, though it happened 20 years ago. We know how it happened, and we know that the people who did this, these terrorists, were actually out there in Afghanistan, and that's where they trained under Bin Laden. So the fact that the Taliban was in charge at the time when this happened really brings back fears that there's a big possibility that they can allow terrorists to once again congregate and train from there. But what now is needed is for the United States to have strong intelligence to prevent this from happening. I mean, there are countries like Israel, which is right there in the Middle East, surrounded by certain Arab countries that don't like it and would like to see it destroyed. But they have managed to survive because they have strong intelligence and they have strong defense systems. So the U.S. needs to employ the same mindset when they are dealing with these issues.
Why should a person, let's say, in Uzumba Malamba Fungwe in Zimbabwe worry about such things? You know, why should a person in Toronto actually be worried, you know, about this kind of attack?
Well, the issue is that these days we all live in a sort of common world where one thing that happens in one country affects a lot of things in other countries. Terrorism brings instability to any economic order. And terrorism can be exported, and these terrorists can take advantage of weak states where they can put their bases and start training there, and in the process affect the communities in those areas. We saw recently in Mozambique where these terrorists have now set base there and they are attacking the government. So if they can do it right close to home there in Mozambique, what makes you think can stop them eventually from infiltrating into Zimbabwe and causing a war in Zimbabwe as well, which can affect the very people that at this point might be thinking that it's none of their business?
Your last word, Mr. Moyo.
Well, I would like to, I know a lot of people who have memories, who lost loved ones on 9/11. Whenever this day comes around, it brings back all those sad memories. And I just hope that they found a way to heal and that they have confidence that such a thing will never happen again in the United States.
There is Mr. Dan Moyo, a marvelous day, talking about the September 9/11, and he says, you know, so many people lost their loved ones, and it's a painful day to many people.
Mm-hmm. aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vadenmoyo vachiwanikwawo vachipawo mazwi avo enyaradzo kune avo vakarasikirwa nehama neshamwari pachiitiko ichi chemuna gunyana yatinoti September 11 muna 2001 vanga vachinyatsotsanangudza kuti zvakafamba sei uyezve kuti ivo vanga vari kupi vakazviona vari kupi. Gibbs, do you remember where you were when this happened?
I still remember I was in Zimbabwe in a classroom at university. So we're busy starting some kind of media society. And that was a time when, you know, the world was considered as a global village.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting some of those things. And, you know, it was a moment where we actually saw some kind of reality TV in which it was live while we were watching.
Yeah.
So when the second plane hit the other tower, it was really live on CNN.
Yeah.
And we were watching other kind of, you know, stations. So really, it was something very moving. Even if we were in Zimbabwe at that time, it was quite painful.
I was actually in Egypt at that time at a trade show for one of the organizations I used to work for. And I remember, you know, in Egypt, they have like outside tea places and where they smoke shisha. What we are seeing the young people smoking these days. But over there, it's like a daily event.
Mm-hmm.
And people were watching on TV, and it almost looked like a movie that was happening right in front of everybody. And everybody was talking about America and what was going on. So it was really surreal to be seeing this when you're not in your home country, because I had sisters that were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Virginia, my sisters, you know, were stationed in Virginia. My mind went blank because now I didn't know, because they just said Virginia. And they didn't really specify what was going on. So, you know, a lot of people were affected even if they were not here in the United States.
It was a very painful experience. So we also have Mr. Raphael Mthombeni, who is talking about this issue as well. So let's get him here to hear what he thinks about September 11. So there he comes.
Igama lami nguRaphael Mthombeni, ngilapha eDallas, Texas. Ya baba tube nya bonga sibili ukuthi unikele ithuba lokuthi ke sikhangele le ndaba eka 9 sibiza ngokuthi 9/11 ukuthi kuthi September 11 September 11 2001 why umnyaka olapho indizamchina ezazi driver amajaha la ayengathi alwisana le America ababizwa ngokuthi ngama-terrorists abathatha indiza bayisebenzisa njengohlamvu okwakungazange kubonakale ngaphambili ukuthi umuntu uyathatha i-premachina ayisebenzise njengohlamvu ngoba iba luhlamvu olukhulu sibili kakhulu ngoba nxa idubuka laphana idubuka le petrol yane phakathi kwayo lokuba yiyo kwayo idubuka abonakala izinto ezinkulu kakhulu amajaha la ayezinikele wona ukufa loko kuthiwa ngama-suicide bombers. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi mina ngangisuke lapha phakathi kwenyanga ka-August ngibuyela eZimbabwe ngisiya khona ngale khaya kwasala lokhu kusenzakala ngo-9/11 mina ngingakaphenduki ukuthi ngize lapha eMelika njalo kodwa-ke ukwenzakala kwakho lokho esingathi i-impact yakho kwakuzwakala ngathi la ukhonapho lapho kwenzakale khonapho wena ukhona le eZimbabwe ikakhulu thina esasisuka lapho uzama ukucabanga ukuthi usuke lapha kade ulapha usemsebenzini usithini kuzathini usuzathini uzawanelisa yini ukuphenduka uphinde futhi ungenela ngoba umhlaba wonke wase wahlokoma khonapho umhlaba wonke wase wahlokoma khonapho kwakhe kwazwakala ukuthi sekulempi sekuqalile impi yazwa kanasibili yona le impi ephele kuyona le viki ephelileyo i-Afghanistan iyayiqalisa ngasona leso sikhathi esika 2021 kuzama ukuthi kulandelelwe labo abalungise ukutshaya i-Twin Towers izitezi zangkhona leziyane zinde eze-New York abafaka ama-premachina betshaya khona lapha. I-impact yakhona yezwakala umhlaba wonke, kwezwakala sibili ngoba thina ezaziseZimbabwe i-TV yayivula kanye emini yantambama ubusu siyakhona uyekhangela ukhangela intuthu leziyana ukhangele ukwenzakala laphana okwakusenzakala okungama-extracts e-CNN kwakubangalisa silu umangalise kuphinde kwethuse ukuthi khona naw ngase kwenzakale kwabanje ukuthi kuyini ozokuza kwenzakala emhlabeni kwaba yinto sibili esikhangelela ukuthi yinto eyasuka yaba yinto yatshintsha izinto. Kwaba nzima ukungena e-America, kwaba nzima ukuthi abantu bakukhangele njani njengathi esesingabangaphandle. Kwaba nzima kuwo wonke umuntu, kwaguquka yonke into esingathi thina yi-immigration focus ye-USA yaguquka sibili. Okwenza ukuthi nxa sikhangela lokho esingathi thina i-terrorism e-Afghanistan khathesi mbona ngathi akusoze kube le-impact engafana lale eyenzakala ngo-9/11 ngaleso sikhathi.
So that is Mr. Raphael Mthombeni. He is in Dallas, Texas. You know, he's a Zimbabwean. He was born in Zimbabwe, but he's here now in USA. So all what he's talking about here is almost the same like what Mr. Temmo and Dr. Kukwerere were actually mentioning. You know, he says that that kind of terror attack was something that was feared worldwide. And people were not quite sure what is going to happen thereafter. But we know that what happened after the attacks, there was an international war against terrorism. So he says, well, that terrorism, of course, was something that all nations wanted to fight against, but there are fears that this may actually resurface, you know, following the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan.
I work for Chukun's work of Akunaran Tombini, but to Texas was still open by Zabo, a from Soro Pesa, HK Momoma, America, Shona Kutsi, Barkunia, so Tana Kutsi, Mushule Mekungi, America, Yawani Paisi, this one, Nematororo, Takawana Pasiro, Sivashi, Sunga, Mitemo Yaro, takatarisa mapindiro nemafambiro anoita vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika yatingati immigration policy kana imomo muamerica yakabva yasungwa uyezve tinoona kuti pamaairport nekune dzimwe nzvimbo zvinhu zvakabva zvasungwa ndozvekutaurwa navamutombeni.
So we also have got this in this version of the video that he sent us while we are still waiting for other guests. Let's hear what you are saying here.
My name is Raphael Mthombeni. I'm based here in Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Brother Dube, for, you know, talking to me, making me, you know, reminding me about the 9/11. We call it 9/11 because it was on the 9th of September 2001. When these young terrorists took up aeroplanes and turned them into bombs, into bullets, into destruction. They turned them in a way that nobody had imagined, that they could pick up a plane and ram it in a building. And imagine that plane itself becomes a weapon in such a way that with that amount of fuel in it and the fire that breaks out of that, it's huge. It's a huge bomb. and it was something that was really calculated in a way that it baffled everybody's mind. Personally, I had left US in the middle of August, going to visit Zimbabwe when this thing happened. What I can tell you is that the impact of this thing was like when you were in Zimbabwe and it happened in New York, it was like you could feel it. Because when you looked at the news when you were in Zimbabwe and then you think of yourself as a foreigner, you know, somebody who would want to again travel and go back to USA, it was just a challenge. It was really, it impacted the world in a very, very special way. You could feel it when you were out there as if it's closer to you, and then you look at these things and wonder. The terrorism at that time was rife. You know, it was like there was rivalry between especially the Middle Eastern Arab countries against the U.S. for some reason that is best known to them, and then they were really, really hard on the U.S. And then in turn, the U.S. also struck back hard, you know, because this is when this war that ended last week started in Afghanistan. The war went on there for the next 20 years. The past 20 years there was fighting over there until last week. When you ask me that, how is terrorism after the fall of Afghanistan, I don't think the impact of terrorism will be as much as 9/11 times. I don't think there is any serious rivalry between the Arab countries and the U.S. at the moment. There could be. We can't rule that out. But so far, when you look at the trend of the news and the relationship between the U.S. and the Arab nations, it's much, much better. It's improved. So with this Biden administration, I think it will be even much, much better. That is what I can tell you, Brother Dube, about this 9/11.
Yes, Mavla, so that is Mr. Raphael Mtombeni, who is in Dallas, Texas. So he says, you know, during the time when Al-Qaeda actually struck in USA, you know, terrorism was at its highest, you know, in terms of activities. But he says now it's a little bit better in terms of, you know, being low there because the U.S. has got some better relations with most Arab nations. So he says maybe the relations will improve via Mr. Biden, you know, administration. So there you are.
I work for Tangatukun Zwasakari, Papunavan, Chombini. But Gibbs, I'm not sure if we have a David Siamponda. I wanted to hear the youth's view where they were when this happened. I'm not sure if we have him.
No, yeah, he came and just disappeared. So I think maybe he'll join us in a little bit. Yes, so he came and dropped out.
Okay. Sagandosha Changa Shikunzwa Kubakunavam Chombin. But I think that was Bakunere Shikikuti. Ivo Vandavari Kupi. Makore makumi maviri apfuura pavakanzwa nezvechiitiko izvi uye zvinorevei kwavari sevechidiki agips
yes tinoona kuti muisikati sesvika September 9/11 kunenge sivile okwa kusenzakala nxa kuhlangela ukulimala kwabantu lento ezinjalo so baninenge kakhulu abantu balimalayo njalo baninenge abantu ababhubhayo so ke mavula sizakwazi ukuthikula abantu abafika phose 3,000 ababhubhayo. So sizacela ke umnumzana Musani Musontini ukuthi angene kuhlelo sobetheke uzasixhuma khona manje awesengena kuhlelo kodwa angimboni lapha uthi ungani kakweduze so le themba lokuthi uzasondela ye kunjalo
aiwathi noona kuti vanhu vakawanda vakarasikirwa neupenyu sekutaura kwamboita dr Dzekerere vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti ikoko kunew york kutori nenzvimbo yakawanikwa iyo pari zvino ukatofamba uchienda ikoko kune museum inoratidza vanhu vakawanikwa vachishaya pachiitwo ichochi nekuti vazhinji nekuti pakawanikwa pachiita moto vazhinji vakasviramo vamwe vakawirwa nezvivakwa nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakaitika kuti vatingati mhuri zhinji dzisawane vekuviga vamwewo zvakare vanonzi mafirst responder mafire fighters nevamwe vakazowanikwa vachishaya mushure mekunge vakatsidzwa nemweya wakabva kuchiitiko ichochi pane vamwe vakatorasikirwa navana baba vavo mushure mekunge vabatwa nezvirwere zvakaita segomarara zvichibva kubva kumhepo yavakafema apo vakaedza kuti vaende kunobatsira vamwe vanga vari pachiitiko ichi
So now we are joined by Mr. Busani Busontini, who is here in USA. Mr. Busontini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jure and Dr. Madras.
So tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the September 9/11. You know, what's your take on, you know, this kind of time, you know, because so many people died, you know?
Yes, it does bring up, you know, the sad memories, of course, of 9/11. We are 20 years later. In my view, I don't think that we have actually, mitigated the issue of, terrorism. I think the focus, you know, things appear, or should I say the outlook appears as though there may be more activity around terrorism, especially, you know, after the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan without really knowing how the Taliban is going to proceed. Are they going to be a reformed Taliban? Or are we all of a sudden having enemies of the U.S. that will eventually come back and attack us? And also we have the many Afghan military people that were trained by the U.S. We don't know where they stand. They are being chased around by the Taliban. Who knows where they'll end up? Are they going to be friendly to the U.S. or are they going to be our enemies? So it is a tough time. Yes, a lot of people died. We talk about the 3,000 that died on the day, including the 9 terrorists. But there are many, 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 first responders that, contracted certain diseases. Even up to today, people are dying of diseases that are not known, because they happen to be the first responders, they were on site, trying to do the cleanup. So definitely 9/11 is here to stay with us for quite a long time in our hearts and minds.
Marvelous.
I work for Chikunzu Wabantini, Varukutawara Iwo, Shotanga Chikutawara Jia Kuti, Pane Vamwe, Vakara Sika Pachiti Kwenji Asi, Tunona Kuti Vamwe Varuku Ramba, Vachende Zambeli, Vachira Sika Nekuti, vakawanikwa ivo vachifema chiutsi uyezve vamwe vakawirwa nezvivakwa anyanyaku Trade Center uko kwanga kuine maTwin Towers akawanikwa achidonhedzwa nendege dzivanopfurikidza mwero saka ndozvimwe zvanga zvavari kutaura apa kuti pane vanhu vakafa pachiitiko ichi asi vamwe vari kuramba vachishayika nekuti vamwe vakabatira zvirwere pane zvakaitika uyezve pari zvino zviri kutotora upenyu hwavo.
Mtini, 30 seconds, sivilu ngati ke wena ngubona kwa kubona ngani ngubuya kwa sati akusuzo kuhlupe ini kwenke loku njengo wa Italipan sisibambile kula Afghanistan, 30 seconds.
No, sipo loku wana tuwe mbona ngani Italipan iza wa enemy le US so ngenzo alu kuti katese attack njalo sole lefes sole kontrola I country lonke. So kule ngozi ukuthi iTaliban kunezwa kwenza, iTaliban izasebenza namazwe afana labo Iran, sababona besebenza namazwe anjabo Russia labo China. So mbona ngani ilizwe le-US libe lizaluza kulokho kwenzakeleyo.
Okay, on that note, we come to the end of our show today. I wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you to Dr. Jadilogbe Terere, who was a guest here on our program, and to all those that are following us. Please continue to share our live feed. I'm Marvelous Msananya here in Washington.
Good night.